Well, let's go to Steve on those numbers, because yes, the national polls have spooked Republicans, and yet we saw three battleground state polls, and two of the three, Ohio, Pennsylvania, you have races that are dead heat. Had some of the best few weeks of her campaign, and Trump has had some of the worst few weeks. So how do you explain those numbers?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. If you just took the 2012 electoral map, Obama versus Romney, and you kept it the same, if you're Trump, if you can flip Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida, you're the next president, and you got him, for all the trouble he's had, you got him basically dead even in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Florida's bad news for him, so he's down in this thing. But I think for Republicans, a lot of them look at this and they say, if they ran a competent campaign, imagine where he'd be.
Well, how worried is the Clinton campaign about just that? As you just said, and Savannah just said, great weeks for Hillary Clinton, terrible weeks for Donald Trump, and they look at those polls in those states, how do they explain that?
And I think that's why. Well, and also Hallie just said it, that poll on the economy. Hillary Clinton gives that speech yesterday. The subject's the economy. She's trying to discredit Trump on the economy. And you look up and you see in that poll, who do you trust more on the economy? Trump leading Clinton by 8 points. So they're aware of the challenge.